So I've just been having a conversation with Neil about his educational background. And Neil, would you class yourself as a developer, or is it like a job title?
Yeah, I would have been more of a hacker type debugger more than a traditional developer.
And in our last conversation, you were saying you feel there's quite a lot that's wrong with maths education or the teaching of maths. Perhaps.
Yeah, just based on my own experience where I find maths really difficult in secondary education, and then I found it quite easy at university level, even though it was more complex maths. And having kids myself now, I see that they're being taught pretty much the same way that I was taught, and going through the same
pain.
Nothing's changed.
So things like differential calculus, simultaneous equations, long division.
They fortunately haven't reached that stage yet of maths, that they're still all in key stage one and two.
Oh, you're talking about your own children?
My own children, sorry.
Yeah.
But when I was doing differential and calculus, I found it, there was just no application to it.
You probably struggle to see the context.
Absolutely, there was zero context.
Comes clear years later, but it's not apparent at the time.
So last week, actually, 3 weeks ago, there was an article in the BBC about the lack of application for maths that was felt by teenagers.
And you mean applicants?
Teenagers felt that there is no application to maths, mm-hmm. for maths, and it's quite a boring subject. And to actually, create a story around that, we actually went and visited a school, a sixth form school last week. In London.
Don't mention the name of it, but...
In London, we visited a sixth form school, actually 2 days ago, to teach them about games development and how maths can play a very important aspect in games development.
I think what a lot of people fail to see is that maths is almost like a language that we use to model the world or to interpret the world around us, and to measure things and understand things, and I think that's lost on a lot of people.
Yeah, I think the problem with maths is that we are assessed to death rather than letting people just enjoy
Of course, because we have to show learning progress, and we have to show, you know, the kids are doing as well in my class as they are in a class in London, although I'm not a maths teacher.
Yeah, I think if you were to pull in some of the great work that's been done, there's a fantastic book I read recently by Alex Bellos, Alex's Adventures in Numberland.
No?
He's charted...
Oh, we're being offered some hors d'oeuvre. Can I... Yeah. Thank you. I'll save mine until I finish recording. So,
Alex Bellos.
Bellos.
He's a... Actually, I think he's a BBC correspondent, but he's a mathematician. And has written a very interesting book about the history of maths and how it has evolved as and the importance of it. So, for example, you get certain tribes in the Amazon that have no concept of anything beyond two. So their number system is one, two, and many.
So you don't rest easy. So all the time you work and you're studying the whole concept of the philosophy of maths.
Well,
at the same
it's not really. I don't see it as work, and it's interesting. I actually mention philosophy because I only really realized recently that maths and philosophy are so tightly linked together.
Inextricably. And the speaker I went to this morning, a session led by Conrad Wolfram.
Mm.
So you've heard of Conrad Wolfram. So let me explain a little bit. What he was talking about was, he says, the way we teach maths is wrong. It's totally wrong. We're teaching them how to do this, and we should be teaching them how to do this. Now, it would take another 10 minutes for me to go into the full detail. But again, that really resonated with me because I was educated initially in Ireland, the primary school, secondary school in the UK. And I can remember teachers saying, a parent even, Alan is fantastic at maths. He's got a career set out in maths, but he just doesn't engage with it. And I really did struggle to find something in maths that I could latch onto. Since I've been teaching myself programming, we've got some musical background. Since I've been teaching myself programming, I've suddenly thought, I want to be a maths teacher. It is. When you find the right things and you understand it makes sense, it's all so clear.
Yeah.
Well, enough about me. Let's have, another 10 seconds, is it? 21. So, how about being a maths teacher? Something you fancy?
At some stage, I fancied becoming a maths teacher, but then I decided to develop an online learning world instead masses.
You need to make your fortune with digital content. And
then
kind of
I will come
and
back.
Then
I will close the door, that chapter.
Neil, it's been lovely talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you.